This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Tucked up next to the river in Bristol, there's a workshop that smells like honey. It's the manufacturing hub of a product called beeswrap. And what started as a small in-home hobby for founder Sarah Keck while she was raising her three kids has turned into a business success story. The other day, I stopped by to talk with Keck about the evolution of beeswrap from side hustle to full-time gig.
Beeswrap is an alternative to plastic wrap for food storage in the kitchen. It is made of organic cotton that is infused with a mixture of beeswax, mostly beeswax, a little tree resin, and jojoba oil. It's reusable, washable. So use the warmth of your hands to soften the wax and then mold around the top of a bowl, wrap cheese, half of a cucumber, a lemon, a sandwich. It's great for bread.
Well, rather than just talk about it, will you show me how you make it? We're actually in your workshop here in Bristol.
Yeah, I'd love to walk you around. So, everyone, this is Jane Lindholm from VPR.
Hi. Hi, guys. Thank you for letting me interrupt.
So, we are in the packaging room. These are sheets of beeswrap. They're stacked. They just came from production, and they're being folded and put in our envelopes to be sent to stores and homes.
Do you guys ever get tired of the smell of beeswax because you have to work with it all day, every day?
No, never. Smell it anymore.
No, yeah, you get used to it.
There's so many different smells of wax. I never knew before starting here that wax came in different varieties.
And what's your name?
I'm Jess Hines.
And what's your name?
Jess.
You're Jess too?
Yes.
So Jess who?
Yes, how many? Jess Denny. Three Jesses and three Sarahs now?
Four Sarahs now?
Yes, so the production manager, Kate, brings in little samples of the wax itself, and we get to pass it all around, and everybody gets to smell it, and it's awesome because it's a brand new smell.
So when you smell the different wax smells, can you actually smell specific flowers or specific scents, or is it just you can identify it as different? Like coffee people have to be able to smell 50 different specific scents.
I don't smell different flowers so much as it's just it's almost sweeter versus a little bit more waxy. Mm. Yeah.
You can tell the difference between a tree, like if they've been pollinating trees, versus flowers. Mm. And then sometimes different between the sweet smelling flowers and the very florally smelling flowers.
All right, so this is where it's all put together for packaging, and now we're walking into the
Production room.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is where we actually make the beeswrap, and this is our custom made machine. We put this together ourselves with the help of some engineers and professional wax melter builders. We wax full rolls of fabric that is our custom woven fabric that has our original prints on it. And it's all GOTS certified, which is the Global Organic Textile Standard. So you can see here, Sarah and Hannah are setting up for tomorrow. So they'll be ready in the morning to start waxing right away. And that sound is the packing tape, which is our lint collector.
That's your lint collector?
Yes. Super high tech.
Let's go back to your office and sit down and chat for a minute, and then we don't have to interrupt the production cycle here.
Sure.
Okay, so tell me first, this is a small workshop. How many staff members do you have? How many people work here?
There are 20 of us here.
Do you release numbers about what your sales volume is and what your profits are?
We don't release our sales numbers this time, but we tripled our sales this year.
This year being 2017?
2017, I'm sorry. And then previous years, we've almost doubled our sales each year. So we've been in business for 5 years this past October. So we've had substantial growth from the beginning.
What did you set out to do at the beginning when you founded this company?
To be completely honest, I didn't set out to do anything in particular. I was playing around with fabric and wax and really loving what was happening. And I got great feedback from friends and family about the wraps that I was making and decided I would start a small business. And I had been doing little things on my own here and there. And so it was very natural and fairly easy to start up. And it took off pretty quickly. A friend came over regularly to help me produce. This was all in my home first year. And it just continued to grow on its own. And it was a natural progression for me. At the time, I was a stay-at-home mom, but was doing some work kind of just here and there as needed. So this was easy to work into my schedule. And it, because of the organic growth, I didn't have to make hard decisions about the direction of the company.
Although I suppose you must now. I mean, once you have a staff that you're responsible for, where it's not just you in your home with a friend, once you're actually hiring people and mechanizing and investing in your business that way, I mean, that does require some difficult, perhaps gut-dropping decisions.
It does. And they've been coming up consistently over the past couple years when to bring in new equipment. Our biggest step was when we went from hand waxing to bringing in machinery. And that meant we were moving out of my home, which was a big decision to make, finding a new space, investing in the equipment, and bringing on employees. Which meant, you know, we had a few of us. I was doing most of the customer service. I did bring on a bookkeeper. And then so we had to bring on customer service people and more people in production. It was a big step.
You know, there are some business success stories that you hear about where, and some of them are done on Kickstarter-type campaigns, where they say, if there's enough interest, we'll be able to create a production facility and make this great product. And then so many people are interested that it really overwhelms their capacity to be able to make the T-shirts or whatever product that they were making. It doesn't sound like that's been the case for you, but how do you then figure out how to have sustainable growth when you're getting press in major magazines, you're getting mentions in all kinds of, holiday sales kinds of online magazines, and to figure out what kind of growth you can sustain without getting ahead of yourself, but also without making your production schedule lag so that people who want Beeswrap can't get it?
We work with sales reps around the country, so we've consciously brought on reps as we are able to handle that in-house and in consideration of the time of year that it is. And so that planning has really helped us to not get us in that position. Although that said, this spring we had some social media attention that did push us over the edge, and that we're now in a good place, but it took a long time to get there. So BuzzFeed posted a video of ours in which we had 86 million views.
That's a few.
Yeah, it's a few. And we were overwhelmed. So at that time, that was in May, we had 9 employees, and now we're at 20. So that it was a big jump for us. We were sold out, completely sold out. We had to bring in all of our raw materials very quickly, which put a lot of stress on our suppliers and on everyone here in the company. But we made it through. We have all the same employees plus some. We're all still here, which is great. And we've brought on a lot of new customers, which is it's pretty fantastic.
And when you watch that BuzzFeed video, you can also read comments, and some of the comments are negative. As soon as you get out there in the world in the big way, you're going to get people who – you get trolls, or you get people who have criticism that may or may not be valid. But, you know, coming from a position of just starting this company that's sort of your baby and then putting it out there in the world, how do you deal with that kind of notoriety?
It was challenging, and we did get – a lot of incoming traffic, inquiries, problems, people who had issues with us just as a company, who had problems with the product. And so internally we had...
You mean like problems conceptually with the product or actually using it?
Conceptually and using it. When you reach that many people, things come up that we weren't used to as a small company. And so internally, keeping our morale up was challenging. So we did things like... we would print out all of these wonderful emails we got from customers that were just so, so happy to have found us. Some that were just so supportive, we just couldn't believe it. And so we would print them out and we put them on the bathroom door and we put them on the office doors and we hung them above the sink where we wash our hands, and just to boost our spirits, because sometimes that negativity, especially on social media, one or two negative comments versus the 20 amazing, wonderful ones. They're the ones you think about and kind of, you know, fester in your mind.
One of the criticisms of the product is the cost. And, you know, if you're talking about changing from something like Saran wrap or plastic baggies for your sandwiches to bees wrap, the upfront investment in bees wrap is more expensive, maybe $18 or so for a set of three. So how do you make the pitch to people who say $18 or whatever they're paying retail for the product, even if, yes, intellectually I can think of how much I spend on Saran wrap and plastic baggies, and it may be more than $18, but that initial outlay and people saying, oh, this is just an upper middle class kind of product?
Well, if you look at the long term, and I know that's really hard to do, but bees wrap lasts, we say about a year, but it does last much longer than that, and it's using a few times a week. So your savings overall is greater using bees wrap. And then the upside to continue to remind yourself is that you are not contributing that plastic to the environment. Bees wrap is biodegradable. It makes a great fire starter when it's reached the end of its life. And it also can be thrown into your compost pile. So keeping that in mind helps the cost feel not as great.
So if you go on Etsy now, which, you know, in theory is supposed to be for small craft people to sell their wares and to have an avenue for it, but, you know, often is actually kind of a big marketplace now, there are a lot of imitators of bees wrap, and a lot of them even say in the product, you know, this is called bees containers and then parentheses similar to bees wrap. So you've spawned imitators now. Does that eat into your market? Do you see this as, you know, flattery is a good thing and you know, you're being copied, and so people clearly value your product? Or is this actually a copyright infringement that you're trying to take care of now that you're a hard-nosed businesswoman?
Well, to start, I will say that the more people that are using plastic wrap, you know, replacements that are sustainable, the better. I don't see that these imitators are really cutting into – there's enough room out there for more. There is copyright infringement there, of course. And so we've had discussions about how much time and money and energy we put into that. And at this time, going after, you know, all of the little small producers doesn't seem like the right thing to do. And it doesn't seem that it would change anything for us at this time. But being one of the first larger producers of this product, I'm sure at some point that will change.
All right, I have one more question, which is you say on your website, go ahead and wrap an onion in it because it won't hold the onion smell. How is that possible? Because that, I mean, I love onions, but I don't want an onion smell on my lemon.
Yeah, it does not hold the onion smell. It's pretty amazing. And I don't know the exact science behind it. I will say that all of our ingredients, less the cotton, has antibacterial qualities. So that may have something to do with it. But I am not a scientist. And we have not yet done the research on why it doesn't hold the onion smell. But it doesn't. You can even wrap a soft cheese with it after you've used it on an onion. Wash it first, of course.
Right.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much for opening up a little bit about your business and about bees wrap and letting me come and sit here in an interview room that smells like lovely beeswax.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for coming.
That was Sarah Keck, the founder of Bees Wrap, a reusable alternative to Saran wrap and Ziploc bags for food storage. We have a link at vpr.net.